are here with Phil Pritchard. He is known in American Express commercials as the Keeper of the Cup, and also he works for the Hockey Hall of Fame. He is Vice President of the Resource Center and Curator at the Hockey Hall of Fame, and now he's in Danvers with the Stanley Cup. Phil, thanks for being with us.
Hey, no problem, Steve. It's great here. I mean, it's first thing in the morning. It's a sunny day. Danvers days are on, and it's cup crazy.
So where did the cup come from, and did you come with it prior to arriving in Danvers?
Well, we were in Danvers last night, too. We had a private party here as well. But before that, we were in Bloomington, Lexington, Springfield. That was all yesterday. Rocky Wirtz, the owner of the team, had it in different stops along the way, and now we're here with part of Jay Blunk's family lives here in that, and he's done a great thing for the town here. He's got a little fundraiser going because of the tornadoes that happened the night they won the cup just south of here, so all the money raised today goes to that. The fans are great. I guess they've been out here since 5 o'clock this morning waiting, and you know what? It's like 85 degrees out right now, and those people in the Hawks jerseys, I don't know how they're doing it out there.
So you've been doing this for a long time. You've got a team that goes around with the cup as well. What's the farthest you've traveled with the cup?
Wow. I've been to Japan 3 times with it. We've been to Siberia. Pavel Datsyuk from the Detroit Red Wings is from Siberia. We have never been below the equator yet, though. We're still hoping one day maybe there's a player from Australia come. Who knows? I don't know. But the game is growing worldwide. Everyone wants to play in the National Hockey League and win the Stanley Cup, so maybe one day. But this summer so far, we've been obviously all across the United States and Canada. We've gone over to Europe once to Finland for those guys. And then later on this month, we're doing Sweden, Czech Republic, and Slovakia.
You know, you mentioned going to places like Japan. What is the draw? I mean, people react to the Stanley Cup in the same way that they would in North America when you bring it to somewhere that is not necessarily considered to be an NHL hotbed or even a hockey hotbed.
Well, you know what? It's amazing. Now, obviously, the internet has changed our world, and hockey fans everywhere get instant updates on NHL.com or the Blackhawks website or whatever you're on. So the interest is all there. Obviously, in some of the countries where traditionally is not a nice hockey country, it is growing, but it's amazing everywhere we go, and everywhere you go you see jerseys. Blackhawks and Red Wings are probably the two that we see everywhere in the world, and it's amazing when you're a non-traditional country like Japan, which we're talking about, and there's people with Blackhawks jerseys on or Red Wings or something like that. It makes you feel a bit like home, but like we said, there's 75 countries around the world that are playing hockey now, so it's growing, and it's a great sport.
Well, obviously, before 2010, you weren't taking the cup to a lot of Blackhawks players in recent history, but have you really seen the growth in Blackhawks fandom with all NHL-related events over the last several years with this resurgence?
I mean, the Blackhawks are one of the original 6 teams. They've always had a great following, obviously, since 2010. It's increased. They've won the cup 3 times in 6 years. Your fan base grows and grows and grows, and you look at that team, both on and off the ice, they're a first-class organization, and you can tell that by here in Danvers with what they're doing for this Tornado Relief Fund. And that's all because of Jay Blunk and the Chicago Blackhawks and their organization to raise awareness. And, of course, it attracts the hockey fans, and there's a lot of non-hockey fans here as well that are just taking in all the excitement.
Well, the day with the cup for the players and for the organization is pretty unique, and I know you've probably seen a number of special stories as you've been there trying to make sure that they don't, you know, dent it or break it or destroy it or whatever. Anything in particular that has stuck out over your career of being the caretaker of the cup with some of these players or staff?
Well, you know what? I mean, you said that about the how we're protected and that. And the players and the staff and that, they're always really good on the way they handle it. It does get out of hand sometimes with their buddies and that, but the players, they've worked their lifetime towards this. They are thrilled and honored to be able to bring it home to their family and friends, so they're not going to do anything to damage it. But there's been great stories over the years of the guys taking it sea-doing and climbing up the mountains, and they do all of that, but then they do the quiet stuff, like taking it to sick kids' hospital or taking it to their grade six teacher that suggested, hey, why don't you try hockey or whatever? And it's all really emotional and powerful when they knock on the teacher's door and say, hey, Mr. Smith, do you remember me? And he's standing with a Stanley Cup saying, I'd love a photo with you. And then it all becomes back to reality, what it is, but you realize that these guys appreciate everything they've got to get to this moment.
So have you had any moments where your blood pressure has started to rise a little bit as you see people? It might be hour three of the pool party.
Yeah, you know what? I think over the years my blood pressure is rising anyway because I'm not eating so good. My diet's not good anymore. But like I said, the most guys are good. Stanley Cup's 120 plus years old now. It's been through a lot. It's seen a lot. And we're going to make sure it's going to stay that way. And 36 inches high, pure silver. It looks great everywhere it is.
So you're doing a new thing, or at least the Hall of Fame is. You're tracking the cup now and showing pictures of it online and sharing that. Is that something that you've gotten some great feedback from?
Well, you know, obviously social media has changed the world that we're in. Everybody's part of it. It's the future, I guess. Texting, photo, Instagram, tweeting. We're tweeting regularly from all different places and that. And it's been awesome. People love it. They follow along. And I think it gives a lot of credit to the sport itself and to the Stanley Cup because, unfortunately, not everyone can see it. People drive all over the place in waiting lines, like you see the line we have here. But it helps spread the word of this great game.
We see you all the time when it comes to presenting the cup. You're one of the people that brings it out when it is awarded at the final game of the Stanley Cup Final. So growing up, did you think you were going to play hockey? When did you start to get involved with this job? How did your personal journey take you to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Hey, I was born in Canada, grew up in Canada, play hockey in Canada, so I wanted to play the National Hockey League. I'd love to win the Stanley Cup. I realized at an early age that my skills weren't good enough. And in college, I took sports administration, actually, and to try to be the other side of the game, not the player's side, but behind the scenes, the administrative side, the marketing side, the promotion side, the statistical side. And it led me to the Canadian Hockey League, which is one of the governing leagues in Canada that is a feeder league to the National Hockey League. And from there, I get to the Hall of Fame. And that's been 27 plus years ago now. And hey, it's the greatest sport in the world. I'm fortunate to be part of it. Everyone involved in the game of hockey is a great people, and it's a big family, and I love the whole thing about it.
So when you first got this job, did you call your family and tell them you were going to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Yeah, and my dad said, I'm sure, what are you doing, paying $12 to get in? You know what? When we started working there, you're working with the history of hockey. You're working with all the different leagues. I'm kind of biased, but I mean, I think hockey's the greatest there is. It's the best Hall of Fame there is because it's the greatest sport there is.
All right. Phil Pritchard, you schedule all this stuff too. You are involved in making sure that everybody is properly watching the Cup, right?
Yeah, you know what? Hockey's a great team sport. Obviously, traveling with the Stanley Cup, it takes a great team as well. Ashley Hinton at the Blackhawks, Pete Hasson at the Blackhawks. We work with all of them. We work with the National Hockey League, and we got a big map, and hockey's played all over the place. We got to make it work, and we have X amount of days to do it in. So we're middle of August now, and we still got a long way to go, so travels continue.
Where are you going next?
We're going actually out to Vancouver, Brent Seabrook.
Brent Seabrook. Well, tell him I said hi.
Will do.
Phil Pritchard, thanks for talking to us.
Hey, anytime, Steve.
Thank you.